Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey guys, I'm Whitney Port and this is With Wit. A lot of you may know me from reality TV, and the reality is a lot's happened since The Hills. With Wit is dedicated to having real, raw, and occasionally ridiculous conversations with the people who have had a profound impact on me. Life-changing moments, life-changing people. Because on With Wit, very little is off limits. Timmy, let's just start off with a question that we ask each other every day.
Okay.
How'd you sleep last night?
I slept great. To pat myself on the back, I'm a great sleeper and I'm really proud of that. Like I know I like to sleep on my side with my hand under my pillow. Like I just know I don't like my knees touching and I can just hang on to my tiredness. Like if Sunny wakes us up or I have to pee or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Does your mind ever race before you go to bed? Like, is that ever an issue?
Not never, but no. And also, since I've been meditating, my mind hasn't been racing.
That's really nice. I feel like for me, falling asleep is usually pretty easy. Like when we're watching something, I'm usually the first one to fall asleep. It's not the falling asleep for me that's the issue. It's the waking up in the middle of the night and then not being able to fall back to sleep. And I used to be a pretty good sleeper, and now I feel like I'm losing that skill. But we've talked to you guys about this chocolate before, but there's this new type of FX chocolate called FX Chocolate Dream that I've been trying.
Mm-hmm. That's actually, I saw that.
It's actually really been helping. My best friend's brother does the marketing for them, and he's like, you have to try this. We just started this new chocolate company. It's not just chocolate. It has all these amazing nutritional benefits. We tried a bunch of their chocolates, and then they just came out with this FX Chocolate Dream, and it has melatonin in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know about mm-hmm. melatonin?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so melatonin is...
It helps you sleep.
Yeah, so it's... well, it's naturally produced by the brain to help regulate your sleep. By controlling the body's circadian rhythm, but it also supports healthy immune and stress responses. But like your body's supposed to
like make it.
But sometimes your body may not make it at the rate that you want it to. And
right.
So you take supplements.
Right.
So it has melatonin in it. It has 5-HTP.
I tried 4-HTP and I did not like it. I thought I could have used another HTP.
So it's...
It's good that they have 5-HTP.
Yeah, so 5-HTP. And you guys, I'm also reading this just because I want to make sure that I tell you scientifically exactly what's in this because
did,
I think it's
did
important.
Some homework.
Yeah,
good for
I don't want to just like talk to you about it and then pretend like I know what I'm talking about. Like I want to show the science behind it.
You're citing
something.
Your work.
So it's a serotonin builder and it's known to help stabilize mood, feelings of well-being, and happiness.
That's fantastic. I think like also you kind of like work yourself to the bone all day and then like fall asleep from being so tired. And like maybe there's a balance of like during the day that will help keep you asleep or like give you better sleep, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I think there's so many things that I could do differently to make sure that I'm sleeping better at mm-hmm. night. But I also have like a little sweet tooth, but I don't want to have a big dessert. So I feel like this That's is a good. Really good option for me to have before bed, because then it also has these other things in it that right. can help me sleep.
And you know, I like to end on, no, I don't, I was going to say on sweet, but I really like to end on sweet, salty, that combo is the ending, that couplet.
Timmy likes to immediately after dinner have a piece of chocolate and then he needs to have a pretzel uh-huh. or something salty uh-huh. or chip uh-huh. and then another
right
piece of chocolate, but then he can't end there. It I has gotta... to then end with a chip. So that's a four
yes,
doser
it's a double
after.
Couplet.
There's also cacao and allulose. Cacao, you guys know what cacao is.
It's like Kit Kat.
And it's made from cacao bean and it's packed with potent plant compounds. And then there's allulose, which I never heard of before, but it's a natural sweetening agent. So there's no like weird fake sugars or anything, no bitterness, none of that unpleasant aftertaste that I know, Timmy, you always get from like those fake sugars. Anyways, if any of you guys are struggling with your sleep right now and you also have a sweet tooth, go to fxchocolate.com and use code WIT for 20% off. This morning, I asked all of our followers and listeners and community, Cultmunity, which you guys, Ooh. We haven't even promoted.
We haven't.
That the new merch round two is on the website and the Cultmunity shirt is on the website. We haven't even told anybody that it's on the website. Are you going to tell people at the live today?
Sure.
Okay.
But yes, I was just figuring once everything was up, like you would post or we would go live and talk yeah. about it. It just, but yes, there's so much good merch for you to buy.
So much good merch. The first batch of questions, and thank you, Annie, for organizing them, is about our relationship.
Okay. Intimate details.
Not intimate details. I don't think it's too intimate. I tried not to choose ones that were going to like really
make me blush.
Yeah.
And good thing is I have a red ass face, so you can't even tell.
This guy the other day at the park, I overheard Timmy like justifying his red face. I think he was just like, you look tan. And instead of Timmy just simply taking the compliment, he has to tell the person that, no, it's not a tan. It's just my skin condition.
I should 100% just say thank you and move on.
Yeah.
I will. I'm sorry.
Maybe you're hoping that someone
will
be have
like,
the solution.
I'm a fucking doctor. Sorry for cursing. We don't curse on
yeah,
this.
Yeah, we curse.
Oh, I don't want to curse. I don't want to be a cursor.
Just curse whenever you feel necessary. You don't need to be a cursor.
Okay, you're fucking right.
What was your first dance song at your wedding? At your wedding.
When he's always like, I'm going to my room. And I was like, cool. Do I have a room?
I'm working on that. I'm working on that.
Yeah, we're all a work in progress.
Yeah.
Do WIP. Better. Do better. No, I'm kidding. I don't care that you say that. Our first, we danced to... can we play it?
I don't know if we'll have the rights, but right down the line.
Gary Rafferty's yeah. Right Down the Line or Down the Line.
I think it's Right Down the Line. Timmy was really the music curator behind our wedding. Even though DJ Smiles Davis was the DJ, Timmy really like created the playlists.
I created the playlist for, but you and Smiles Davis like did the party, chose the music like for the party.
Yeah. Because Timmy's, he will dance with me on the dance floor.
I will.
Don't get me wrong.
I will.
He will dance and he will act like he's loving it even if he's not. But he's not really going to choose the dance songs, right?
That's true. That's Troy. That's Troy. That's a lot like my friend Troy.
Put your mic up to the speaker. Enter Whitney and Tim, the newlyweds.
No, DJ Smiles Davis was like, here comes like Whitney and Tim Rosenstein. Like, fucking bitch. He fucking blew it. She's like, Gary Resmunson. My dad was like, who's paying you? I need your love. You got that hold over me. This song is so good.
Now he's doing karaoke.
In my life. You know that I'll never leave. I wanted you to share my
chorus,
life.
Right?
I had
no, no, no.
Doubt.
Keep it.
Oh, let's sing it to the chorus. It's when you woman, right down the line. I don't even know any other Garrity Rafferty songs. This was just felt so right.
I wonder what made you choose this. Did we just hear it one day and we were like, this song is so good, and then it just reminded us of each other?
No, I think I played it for you and was like, do you like this? And you were like, I love it. And I was like, me too. And
that's
we just
nice.
Chose it. But we have so many songs that are personal to us.
Yeah.
Right down the line. Just wanna say this is my way of telling you everything I could never say before. Yeah, this is my way of telling you everything. I'm loving you much more. All right.
You believe
right?
in me.
So
yeah,
good.
I love it. I love it so much. And now a word from our brand partner. I am so excited to be partnering with End Other Stories. I have loved them for so long, and I remember them opening up in Manhattan for the first time, and that's where I first found them. And I was like, this brand is so cute. So End Other Stories has the cutest spring stuff. I'm on their site right now. This relaxed ruffle cuff blouse in like this blue and white check is so cute. It has the puffy shoulders that I like, and I feel like paired with a cute pair of boyfriend jeans or like cute jean shorts is so cute. They are right now especially a spring style destination with collections from 3 ateliers based in Stockholm, Paris, and Los Angeles. So Stockholm looks are like more of a minimalist, you know, type dreamer situation inspired by the city's reawakening after a very long and cold and dark winter. And then the Paris Atelier offers an effortlessly feminine look with like romantic prints and florals and really pretty silhouettes. And then the LA collection captures the confidence and like that glamour and that happy, springy, bright outlook of, you know, California beach type girl. So, End Other Stories for a limited time only is offering you guys 15% off your entire order on stories.com with code WIT. This offer is valid in the United States only. So again, take 15% off your entire order on stories.com with the code WIT. It's so cute and so quality. So go check them out. This episode of With Wit is brought to you by Bright Cellars, a wine club that lets you skip the store and brings personalized wines right to your door. They are offering you 50% off your first 6 bottle box by going to brightcellars.com/withwit. All right. So you guys don't even know about Bright Cellars, or maybe you do because I've actually talked to you bit before about them. But if you're new here, then you're new to Bright Cellars. It's a wine subscription service that helps you find wines you love without the normal intimidation and wine like pretentiousness that you feel like you're used to, you know, and you feel a little bit uncomfortable asking a sommelier like what to recommend or what your taste is all about. You don't have to worry about this with them. If you're a new wine drinker or someone who's been drinking wine for years, Bright Cellars will pair you with wines you love and provide a super unique experience. And they're also offering you 50% off your first 6 bottle box. They also have a really cool wine education and wine experience situation. So each Bright Cellars box offers a really unique experience with education cards, wine education cards. And they talk about the region of each wine and tasting notes, serving temperatures, food pairings, and so many other things. So it's so nice. Like, I always wanted to go to a wine class. So we are giving you 50% off your first 6 bottle orders from Bright Cellars by going to brightcellars.com/withwit. That's Bright Cellars, CELLARS.com/withwit. You can take their 7 question quiz to get your wine matches and receive 50% off your first 6 bottle order. And now back to our chat. Okay, next question is more of like a general question.
Because that one was straight up specific.
Yeah, very easy to answer. I did not know it was going to take 5 minutes.
Whatever, dude. I like to just go. Yeah. I just like to podcast and then never stop.
I know. It's the same with lives. You love producing content.
Well, we're just chatting and we're great at chatting.
That's true. This is like a date for us.
This is what people... maybe I think like to hear
Tell
some natural ass shit.
Tell us, you guys, do you like this? All right, Timmy, what's it like for you living in the Port Rosamond household?
Oh, extremely general. Like, what's life like?
Yeah.
Right now, life in the Port Rosamond household, for me, living in it is great. I feel like our roles are a bit more defined and our responsibilities are a bit more defined now that like COVID is easing off and it's not like all hands on deck 100% of the time. Mm-hmm. And it's great. I'm feeling good mm-hmm. about like the amount that I contribute compared to the amount of time I take for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully that like the time I'm taking for myself is spent really efficiently so that I can like come back and like
feel whole.
Yeah, like contribute in the best way and like not be like a downer or in a bad mood or like bring any negativity mm-hmm. towards the household.
Mm-hmm. Now,
like obviously I'm not, that's not, I don't bat 1,000 on that
Who
one.
Does?
But
Who
I'm,
does?
I'm just like actively thinking along those lines.
Yeah. I'm with you. I finally feel like after, for me, what feels like more than just this year, but like 9 years, probably even more of that, of really needing therapy and medication and meditation mm-hmm. and yoga. Mm-hmm. Like I finally feel like I am doing it consistently mm-hmm. and I'm finally feeling different.
Like
I
you're reaping
actually
the benefits.
Really feel different. And I am so proud of myself. Like, I know this is so silly, but
I bet this is not going to be silly.
Even how I felt with you having that night, like going out with your friends and then having fun with Adrian uh-huh. and then allowing you to have that space and that solo time and not feel like it was anything against me or towards me or like I couldn't sleep or then the next morning had resentment towards you for. Like I didn't have any of those feelings because I have figured out how to talk myself out of those feelings, which are completely self-imposed. And I was so proud of myself. Like I didn't even feel those. I didn't even feel any of that feeling.
Yeah.
And maybe it was because you were right here,
yeah.
like in the backyard hanging out. And so I felt like more in control of the situation, but still like.
But even still the next day I was like out for the count and like, you know, you helped me instead of being like, ugh. And like, also you're not available to like help out.
Yeah.
Like, you were so easygoing about me being out for the count. It was like the complete opposite of that big fight we got into during quarantine when I had stayed up and then the next morning was hungover and you were mad at me for it.
Yeah.
I was mad at you for being mad at me.
And, yeah.
You know, I mean, I exhibited plenty of bad behavior in that fight. I'm not blaming yeah. it in any way, but it was really nice and appreciated. Thank
yeah.
you.
And I just think that that it doesn't only pertain to us having a hangover and being out for the count, but I feel like we're doing that with everything, like how we've been communicating and how we've been giving each other space and like not resenting the alone time. I don't know. At least for me, like I feel the only negative stuff I feel right now mm-hmm. is more just like the
it's about my haircut.
No.
The burping.
Like the stress of doing the things in a business that I don't feel cut out to do, like reading over contracts and negotiating deals and all the minutia mm-hmm. of like connecting business managers with agents and sending invoices. Mm-hmm. And like, that's the stuff that I get like annoyed and resentful towards. And that can put me in a mood. Mm-hmm. And I don't want that to rub off on you. But that's really the only stuff that's bothering me right now. And I feel like that's pretty great. And I feel guilty for even complaining about
that. Take the guilt out. Let's take just fucking rewind 30 seconds. Don't feel guilty about it because that's not a good feeling to mm-hmm. have. You know, that's not a helpful feeling. Mm-hmm. Like, I understand not wanting to do the stuff that you might consider is out of your depth, but like, you're going to learn how to do it and it's going to be like another feather in your cap. Like, mm-hmm. you're basically like, it's just like CEO problems. And mm-hmm. like, that's a good problem to have. Mm-hmm. That ended up being a good question.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's just like generally how we're feeling right now. Pound it. Okay. What's our favorite thing about each other?
Hmm.
I know mine.
My favorite thing about Whitney is her silliness. You're silly.
I am silly.
Like, when Whitney is, I mean, she's lots of things and she's not silly all the time, but like, when she's feeling comfortable and she lets her silliness out, it like, I can see the like 10-year-old kid in Whitney who like was probably nothing but happy all the time. And I'm like, that is such a great feeling to like have the, like, I feel like I got lucky to be just in the realm of someone who has that kind of light. Oh, what? So oh my sweet. God.
He just had to stand up to give himself a little go. That's so sweet. I similarly say, okay, there's two things.
Are you going to cry?
No, but one is obviously just how funny you are. Because I just, for me, like, humor is really one of the most important things in my happiness. Like, to me, just, I've literally almost died 3 times this past 2 months choking because he's made me laugh while I'm eating my food. Like, it will
sometimes
stand
you can take
a
it too far.
Test of time. Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes it can go from good to bad.
Like, you'll be funny forever, and like, I'll be able to be on the other end of that forever. Like, how lucky am I?
Extremely lucky.
Like, we won't be good looking forever.
Speak for yourself. I understand what you're saying. But
you
like,
know,
this,
but like,
it doesn't, time won't change me being funny. Although old people can be funny. My grandfather was funny.
Yeah, as long as you
aren't an asshole.
Yeah, exactly. But that, and then also just the trust I have in your opinion. I have 3 things actually.
Yes. You know, who stop at 3?
Yeah. The trust I have in your opinion.
I just said who stop at 3. That was not a fuck.
I didn't even know.
But that's because you're so blinded by all the love, the feelings you're having for me right now.
Okay. It's really, really, really settling to have a partner who you just feel like always knows the right approach, like knows how to handle a situation in a fair way. And at least according to me, I feel like you are that person. And I feel so lucky that I get you to bounce things off of, because I would want you as like a therapist or a doctor, or, you know, you're just someone that people trust because you just have such a good outlook on what's actually happening.
Yeah, thank you. And like, you know, as someone who has like doubts and issues just like everyone else, you often wonder if like you're reading the situation right, or, you know, you got into a fight with someone, was it your fault, are you right to be angry because mm-hmm. it was their fault? So mm-hmm. I question that about myself sometimes, so it's nice to hear that you think I'm seeing things. And
yeah.
And it's nice to like that I think you see things the way I do. So it makes you feel like grounded in a real reality that someone else can confirm. Yes, like you are seeing that person was giving you shade or like whatever.
Yeah. But the third thing was.
Yes, maybe there's a fourth.
Well, like the physicality of our relationship.
Like, you like my muscles.
Like, I just love your scent and your touch and your feel, and like, you just feel when I can smell you or when I hug you, it just feels like I'm where I'm supposed to be.
Dude, do you think people had to pull over to fucking cry?
Maybe.
Oh my God.
I'm getting choked up.
It's probably going to be the best podcast we've ever done. I know.
All right. What's one thing you guys find yourself arguing about over and over again? We haven't really been arguing that much lately, but projecting our own moods onto each other. Like if you're in a bad mood, like if Timmy's in a bad mood, I just take it personally. And so I think it's me. Ooh, Sunny's home.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. It's like, and I'm trying to figure out how to put it into words, but we'll misunderstand each other's sort of motivations or feelings and then be convinced that we're right. And it's like, oh, like you did something passive aggressive and the other person's like, no, like you just took it the wrong way. And like those sort of misunderstandings. Does that explain?
Yes.
We haven't been arguing lately because we're giving each other a lot more of the benefit of the doubt. Mm-hmm. And like, we are imperfect people. So like every day there could be a tone or a missed please or thank you, mm-hmm. or a look of annoyance because like those feelings of anger pop into your head real quick. But we're both actively trying to, instead of shooting the look or if we do shoot the look, the other person gives that person some grace and says, all right, well, that probably was just a weak moment for them. It's not indicative of a whole bigger thing that needs to become a fight, which is what we would used to do.
Yeah, and I feel like I have some trust issues. And so even when he would tell me it wasn't me, I would just keep on telling him that I knew it was me. I knew he was annoyed at me. And I think that is we would go in this circle over and over and over.
No, I'm not annoyed. But if you keep insisting I'm annoyed with you, I'm going to be annoyed now.
Yeah, exactly.
But pound, you know, to us, pound, props.
Yeah.
Pound to us. Do people say that?
Pound to us. We can say whatever we want
right.
to say.
Right. I invented my own lingo.
Pound to us.
Pound to us. Pound to you guys for listening.
Yeah. And now a word from our brand partner. So I've been talking to you guys a little bit about Pipette. We are loaded with Pipette products because Sunny's skin, as he's getting older, is actually getting more and more sensitive. And Pipette has the best products for sensitive skin. They are a clean baby and mom care brand with a mission to give every family the best start. Any parent obviously wants what's best for their children, and that includes only the safest products on their super delicate skin. Pipette has quickly become a customer favorite for its super gentle baby lotions, oils, washes, and right now you can score 30% off its entire collection of personal care items. They have really set the standard of clean and best performing products. So they use this key ingredient called squalane, which Timmy and I use on our skin religiously. And squalane is just so moisturizing and so gentle. It's like the ultimate moisturizer. It helps really keep in baby's built-in moisturizer. So if you are in the search or on the search for new baby or toddler skin products, visit pipettebaby.com and get 30% off with code WITHWIT. That's pipettebaby, PIPETTEBABY.com and get 30% off with the code WITHWIT. Trying to balance work, home, relationships, feelings, emotions, thoughts, mistrust, whatever, everything else is challenging for everyone. And so many of our normal support systems are no longer in place. So like, I'm really so happy and grateful to be working with Talkspace because they really help give you the support you're missing right now. So you work with a therapist and having someone to talk to through your worries and really like help prioritize what's important to you and what you should be spending your time thinking about can work wonders. I swear I have taken therapy seriously now for about 2 months, I'd say. I've been doing it once a week, not even that long at all. And it has drastically changed my way of thinking. Having a place to talk about stuff that I may be afraid to talk about is so freeing for me. And sometimes I'm like, oh, do I really want to do this?
But then after you do it, you feel so good and you feel like such a release. And so Talkspace makes it easy for you, and you can really seek out a little extra help for our busy, demanding lives. It's the number one online therapy platform that has thousands of licensed therapists trained in over 40 specialties, including anxiety, depression, relationships, and so much more. Your therapist can help you really set and achieve your own personal goals. Instead of waiting for an appointment, you can send unlimited messages to your therapist 24/7, and they'll engage with you daily, 5 days a week. For all of you out there, you will get $100 off your first month with Talkspace. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com and make sure to use the code WITHWIT to get $100 off of your first month. And show your support for the show. So that's WITHWIT and Talkspace.com. And now back to our chat.
That kind of leads us to the next question, was how do you navigate blowout fights, which we're still figuring out. I think we have gotten better at it. Like, we are trying not to be so reactive. So if Timmy feels like he's going to get really angry about something, like, he takes a breather before we get into it, or we just are trying to give each other time before we actually discuss it, because I think in the heat of the moment is never really the right time to have a productive conversation.
Completely agree.
What's your favorite thing to do with me?
Sexual intercourse.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
No, I'm kidding. I mean,
yeah, like, that's fine. You can say that. It's an emotional and physical connection.
It just rules, dude. Yeah. It rules. It's awesome. It rules. Like, I love you. I like when we're basically one person. Other than that, like, watch TV.
Yeah, same. How do you navigate when I'm dealing with, like, my family issues? Like, how do you try to not form an opinion and be fair and not hold anything against anyone when I, like, vent to you about stuff? Because I think a lot of people have, not that you have issues with my family at all, but, like, everybody
does. It's a really good question, because you vent to your partner about your family, and that could change their opinion of your family, which is not what you want. Like, you just want them to have a positive opinion on your family.
Yeah.
I don't think I've always done such a great job at this. I think I've indulged you in, you know, venting about your family and then kind of gotten upset with them for, like, hurting the person I care the most about, when I should have been trying to see their side so that it would sort of lessen whatever issue was going on between you. I think I'm too quick to take your side and then feel angry towards them.
I think that you used to do that, but I think as you've gotten older, you're maturing more and you're opening up your mind to seeing, like, two sides of the story. And you've actually been really helpful for me in being like, is that what happened, or is that what you think happened?
The other thing, honestly, is, like, I'm not indulging you as much in talking about them.
Yeah.
Because I also think just not talking about it, like, it'll kind of go away.
Yeah.
Or, like, you'll vent to someone else about it. Not that I don't want to be there for you, but, like, I don't just want to be the vent guy.
I know.
Not that I am. I'm not saying I am. Is that okay? I hope that doesn't upset you. I don't want it to seem like I'm not there for you.
No, I think that in terms of my family, I don't think you should indulge a lot of the stuff that I say, because I feel like that's just me getting emotional about stuff and it's not really a big deal. I think everything's kind of a big deal when it comes to them, just because I think I have, like, some post-traumatic stress. All right, let's do two sunny questions.
Sure.
And then we'll wrap up. How do you deal with sunny tantrums?
Ugh, not in the best way. I mean, my therapist was like, don't match his energy, you know, which is, I think, the right advice, but that's not always the case. I mean, I try and ignore him and stay calm, but, like, the other day in the car, like, I was like, I yelled. I was like, Sonny, like he was like screaming for me to turn around. We were like all the way to school. And he was like, I want a different like sunglasses, like mm-hmm. whatever. Mm-hmm. And he was just like screaming, like, turn around, turn around. I was trying to ignore and like not even be like, Sonny, like I was in the beginning. I was like, Sonny, mm-hmm. like we have to go to school now. Like we don't have time to turn around. And then he was like, why? And like yelling. And so I just stopped and I ignored him. And then he threw a car, like a little toy car, and it hit me in the face. And I was like, Sonny!
Yeah.
I felt bad for that. But I wish I had just continued to ignore. And then when we got there, just given him to someone else.
Yeah. I think the it may not be the easiest, but smartest thing to do is to just like let them have it and like give them their space to have it and then reason with them when they done having it.
The teachers at his school taught us about how whatever part of his brain when he's having a tantrum is like physically incapable of receiving logic. So don't waste your time. Mm-hmm. I mean, I believe that.
I do too. Right now, I feel like my issue with him is like before I was able to give him two choices and he would choose one and stick with it. And now I feel like the choices thing isn't working and he's just doing like what he wants to do. Not all the time, but specifically getting out of the pool the past 2 days has been a challenge.
Well, so he wouldn't get out and like, yeah, you can give him choices. You call it choices or you could threaten him, which mm-hmm. That's what really people should be calling it because mm-hmm. that's what it is. If you're like, you don't get out of the pool, you're not going to get dessert. And he just like all of a sudden doesn't care about dessert.
But... Right. Like yesterday I was like, no TV for the rest of the day. And he's like, but TV tomorrow? And then I was like, because he knows that there's only so many hours left in the day. Like, he just knows how to manipulate a deal or negotiate a deal.
You have to choose something better on the other side mm-hmm. of like, you get out or X. Like, I don't know what it would be because we don't want to live up to no TV for the next 2 days because, like, sometimes we got to put TV on for him.
Yeah.
But in the pool case, like, deal making wasn't happening. Oh, here he is. Come here.
What happened to your... Hi.
Tell him what's on your face.
That's the Spider-Man.
Oh, you have Spider-Man painted mm-hmm. on your face?
Yeah.
Did you have so much fun with your cousins?
Mm-hmm. All of them did it.
Oh, she painted your face?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Sunny.
Oh, wait, just the last thing about the pool.
Yeah.
He wasn't doing deals. So I said, Sonny, like, either you get out of the pool on your own or I'm going to come in and get you. And, like, at some point, you do kind of have to just pick him up, put him under your arm, and, like, get it going.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to figure him out and figure out his situation. And then we'll be back next week. Say bye.
Bye. Love you.
Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you loved this episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. I'd love to hear what you think and anything more or even less you'd want to hear about. Tune in every Tuesday for a new episode. If you want to know more about what I'm up to, you can find me on Instagram at Whitney Eve Port, my website, whitneyport.com, and my YouTube channel, Whitney Port. Peace in the streets.